Hello everyone, it's me. Yes, I've been away. It's been more than a month since my last podcast. Taking a break, and this is the first time I'm recording this raw, unedited. You probably won't find any intro music, outro music at all. I'm actually on the road driving as I'm speaking here with you. My team is on a break as well, so they're not going to be doing any editing. I just wanted to reach out to you guys because some of you have been messaging me and asking me, when is the next episode coming out, right? And I think I remembered telling you guys that I'm on a break, I'm chilling, planning for what's going to happen next year. But I thought I wanted to just do a quick one today. As you can hear, people honking on the road. I'm driving, literally. They're not honking me, don't worry. But I just wanted to say something very quickly. As we're approaching the end of 2021, and what a year it has been, and I'm sure many of us are taking this moment to relax and to reflect on the events that have taken place so far in our lives. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the moments that made us happy, achievements that made us proud, and also the stuff that we'd rather not think about, okay? But I just wanted to say something in this short clip about one pattern that I noticed. A lot of people have said to me when they text me, message me, when they approach me at my events and stuff, when they reply to my videos and podcasts, and it is this. A lot of people say that, wow, this, Mizi, this content, this video, this tweet that you just posted is exactly the answer that I was looking for. It's exactly the sign that I'm waiting for. Right? In order to make a particular decision in my life, in order to make my next move, okay, in having a bit more clarity. Okay, so what I really want to talk about in this episode is about the fact that many of us in our lives, we're always looking out for signs. Okay, we're always looking out for signs. Have you ever opened up a random page from a book and then it suddenly spoke to you? Have you ever tuned in to the radio randomly, or, you know, allowed your Spotify to shuffle the songs that come out, and then suddenly this one song comes up and it has all the lyrics that hits you at the right spot, right? You were looking for a sign and then you got it. Have you ever attended a random event? And this has happened to some of my followers as well. They said, you know, Stas, I've never heard about you. I've never been to any of your events. My friend dragged me over to go because I was free on one Saturday night. And so I decided to, you know what, there's nothing to lose. Let's just go. I'm not into this kind of talks, they said. But then they said, because I attended that and I've been looking for a particular answer, there's a lot of gloom and uncertainty with regards to my future. And you said something, just a line that you said in that entire 2-hour lecture that you gave, just one line, a minute or less, that just suddenly hit me. And I'm completely, you know, like dumbfounded, surprised, shocked, and enlightened all at the same time. And this is what I want to talk about, and that is, all of us are always looking for signs. And to me, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're looking, and it means that you're asking questions. It means that you are open to receiving. The only way that a song can hit you a certain way, or a line from a podcast can hit you a certain way, is because you were open to receiving. It's so important to have that open and receptive mindset. Okay? too many individuals out there struggle to get by in life because they're close-minded. Have you heard of that term before? Close-mindedness is not good in every sense. Like, if you're sitting in class trying to learn something, you're close-minded, you're not going to learn. If you think that by attending a course, a lecture, a workshop, that all you need is just knowledge, just flat from the textbook, you're not going to learn. You can only learn when you allow your mind to ask questions and to understand the nuances and the hypothesis and the variables of the different situations in that particular subject that you're learning. So you need to keep an open mind. You need to always be open to the signs, because I believe they were all looking for signs every single day. Okay? And the beautiful thing is that, you know, God will guide us as long as we ask Him to guide us, as long as we humbly seek His guidance to show us the way. We don't know anything. We don't know much, right, about our life. We're still learning a lot about our own selves. We know absolutely nothing, zero, about our future. But we can always turn to the one who is all-knowing. He knows everything. And, you know, just turn to Him and be open to the answers, right? So, yeah, I just wanted to say that very quickly. I'm hoping that this episode, you know, it's not like my usual stuff, but I hope this random session that I'm recording without my team's knowledge even is gonna make you feel a little bit more happy and hopeful and upbeat as we close towards the end of the year. So all I'm hoping is that you're a little bit more conscious, that your mind is always searching for answers and specifically signs, and for you to keep an open mind and a receptive mind to it. All right? So take care. Maybe I'll do another one like this. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'll see you soon. Okay? I have some big announcements to make before the end of the year. I want you guys to follow me on my Instagram, on Twitter, and I'm going to be, you know, announcing something on my newsletter as well. So look out for that. Big announcement. I hope that all my listeners who have been following me on my podcast will also join in. Okay, it's very important that you follow these updates. This is going to change the way I do everything that I've been doing starting from January 2022. Okay, so you need to know of these updates before the end of 2021. All right, take care, stay safe, stay awesome, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.